This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground. One of Minnesota's hottest spots to be ice fishing right now, no surprise, is Red Lake. Such a hot spot that Steve Sapania drove all the way up there to get some ice fishing in. Steve's details are coming up in a moment. Hey, if you love the outdoors and are ready to move on to the next chapter of life, how about taking a look at Northwest Technical College in Bemidji? Northwest Tech offers tech education in six career paths: automotive, building trades, business, health, child care, and manufacturing technology, all in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods, surrounded by more than 400 lakes and a ton of forests. The shortest path to your dream job and some great fishing and hunting is at NTC, Bemidji's Technical College. Learn more today, take a look at ntcmn.edu. Well, we're checking in with Steve Sapaniak once again. Normally we talk to Steve about what's going on in the Mille Lacs area, but he was up in our neck of the woods yesterday. Steve, you came all the way up to Red Lake to a little ice fishing, huh?
It was a great time, Kevin. I went with my son-in-law, Ryan. We get along so good. He's a great fisherman. We had a blast. We caught some fish. We lost more fish than we caught. You know, it took us a while to catch on. You know, the dead stick was a trick. They weren't after jigging, Kevin. So you put the shiner minnow on, the dead stick, hook them through both lips and let them swim around, you know. And it was, instead of letting the bobber go underneath the ice and try setting the hook or setting the hook right away, we had to let it go between 6 and 8 inches down, Kevin, the bobber. And then we'd set the hook, and we would do good. Got some nice walleyes, some nice perch. So all in all, I was pretty happy about it. But like you and I were talking off air, my goodness, on the way up there, it was just dense fog, you know, 45, 55, 50 miles an hour at the most. On the way back, it was worse. We were doing a lot of 35 to 40 mile an hour driving. And, you know, I'm glad we got behind some semis, you know, at least let them take care of the road. But the deer were sure moving. We got to Bemidji. It was in the lower, I should say the upper 30s, 38, 39 degrees, Kevin. As we got near Brainerd, it was 43, 45. And making our way down south a little further, it topped off at 52. So by the time I got done cleaning fish last night and taking a nice hot shower and crawling into bed at 12:30, I was rather shocked to see all this snow that we got in the wind. Oh, my goodness, it's terrible. But you know what? We made it back okay. It was a beautiful time up at Red Lake. I love coming through Bemidji. I've been up in that area for going on close to 40 years, on and off. I love it. My property's north of there. You never know. When I retire, if I retire from fishing and everything else, I just might settle down up there.
Well, it's not a bad place to be, that's for sure.
And no, it's God's country. It's heaven.
And I have heard from a lot of people that Red Lake bite is really, really good right now.
It has been going good. You know, it's either hit or miss. Most of the time yesterday it was hit. I did have some people come up to me. You know, they were very polite. They stopped their ATVs and then they walked over and, you know, how was fishing? I said, well, you know, early in the morning. I said, so far, you know, a lot of sniffers. They go, yeah, that's what we got. Then we caught on. It was a dead stick. You know, we had one out, my son-in-law and I, so we put two out, and it was just nonstop action for a while. It was great. I mean, you can't ask for better, because right now my lake, Mille Lacs Lake, she opened up in spots, especially on the west side there. It's wide open, and that's not good.
This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. Steve Sapaniak is my guest today. BSU, Bemidji State University, is located in the midst of the lakes and forests here in the Northwoods. It's the only place in Minnesota where you can get a four-year degree in aquatic biology. It's a state-of-the-art program. Really cool stuff going on there. They take advantage of the fact that they're on the shores of Lake Bemidji. They've got high-tech lakeside facilities. They got opportunities for research and a hands-on education. You can choose your emphasis: fisheries biology, aquatic systems, or wetlands ecology. Aquatic biology in Minnesota's premier Northwoods University. If you love the outdoors and you love fishing, this might be the right fit for you. Check it out. Visit BemidjiState.edu. This is the Paul Bunyan Country Podcast. We're talking with Steve Sapania. You are going to get ice-making weather here soon, so let's hope it turns out to be nice ice once it gets going.
Well, that's the main thing. You know, Mille Lacs Lake has a reputation for, most of the time, the reputation for having how can I say this politely? Not such good ice. And I hate to use the term crappy, but at times it can be. It can be very iffy. You know, it freezes, then it thaws, then it freezes, then it thaws. What that does, folks, is it crystallizes the ice, makes it rotten ice, and that's not exactly good. So right now, with all that heavy rain we had, Kevin, especially up in Bemidji area, my goodness, if that freezes solid, I think we'll be in good shape. But like I said, we got to get rid of this wind. The way that thing is opening up Mille Lacs right now is incredible. Safe ice on the main lake? No. For gosh sakes, folks, don't go out there. Safe ice in the bays? I could say as of today, it was safe ice on the bays. Not no more. You could be in one spot, Kevin, it's an inch and a half. Another spot is a half an inch, and then another spot is 6-7 inches. That's just how iffy it is, especially when you got snow insulating it.
Oh, crazy. Absolutely crazy. So you were on red middle of the week. Were there a lot of people out there?
Yeah, there was. It's mostly the older guys and gals who are, you know, retired or going to be retired. And then there's the younger ones who just said, to heck with it. I got vacation. I'm going fishing. And it was fun. Everybody was having a great time. They were sharing information. They were laughing. They were joking. You know, it was just incredible. You know, we had some guy's black lab come over all the time with a bottle of water. He wanted us to throw it. And if we didn't throw it, he'd bark at us until we threw it or kicked it. It was just a great time. Yeah, it was fun.
About how thick was the ice?
You know, it was a good, and I mean good solid, folks, you know, good solid 10 inches. Now, we did go over a breaker, but the resort was nice enough. They had some heavy sheets of metal going over the breaker, you know, to contour instead of building a bridge. I never saw that before, and I was impressed. You know, these sheets of metal were like 3 feet wide and maybe 40 feet long, so they contoured when they went over the breaker and everything instead of like a bridge, and you got to go up and down and scrape everything. So that was fun. That was good. You know, the breakers moved. The bridge moves with it. But on the whole, it was great solid ice. Some crappie action was happening, not for us, unfortunately. But on the most part, the walleye fishing was great. And, folks, you got to get up there. It's gorgeous. I mean, I want to tote my favorite lake of all, Mille Lacs Lake. But if it's not going to be able to fish, which I wasn't able to, I'm going to the second best lake and the other second best lake. And it's going to be in this order. Number one, second is Red. Number two, second is Lake of the Woods.
Yeah, both of those lakes, you know, are just they're money, you know, year in, year out. Lots of pressure, doesn't seem to phase anything. The fish just keep on biting. I know there's a lot of people who have the big houses, those nice, big, relaxing houses, want to get them out there, but we're a long ways away from being able to do that, I think.
Oh, most definitely, Kevin, a long ways away. Quite a few wheelhouses, but they were all by shore, you know, on the ice, but near shore where the ice was solid all the way down to the ground, you know, in a foot. So that worked out good. A lot of these guys, all of these guys and gals, Kevin, got their wheelhouses sitting there or their campers, and that's where they're spending the night. And then early in the morning, they go out fishing and stuff and have fun. Now, there was one group of guys had a really, really light sleeper they rented from the resort, and they said they killed the walleyes from 11 o'clock in the evening to 4 in the morning. It was nonstop action. But there again, it's a real lightweight sleeper, so that's doable. Taking the ATV with a big wheelhouse out there right now, I would not advise it for no money.
No. I mean, it's better the farther north you get, but still, you got to have getting close to at least a couple feet before you want to have one of those big guys out there.
Oh, definitely. I went past one. My son-in-law and I drove by one yesterday. We were circling around in the resort. Kevin, this thing had to be 30 feet long. It had dual axles. I'm sitting there, my God, this isn't a fish house. This is a luxurious camper.
It's probably better than my house.
That's all right, too. If you can afford it, why not? Enjoy life, folks. You know what? You only live once. I got a couple friends and clients of mine for, you know, muskie guiding who've got more money than Carter has liver pills, and they don't want to spend a penny. You know what? Enjoy life. It's worth it.
Yeah. All right, so... You're kind of on hold now. If you're back in your neck of the woods, just waiting for that ice to take. Let's hope it takes pretty quick. People are going to have a lot of time off pretty soon for holidays. A lot of them are going to get some, you know, ice fishing equipment and gear, and they're going to want to get out there and ice fish. So let's hope they're able to.
That's exactly right. And you know what, folks? You know, get out there, have a blast. Like we said, be careful. That's the key. Please be careful. In fact, I'm finishing up an article for Outdoor News, you know, talking about what takes the next person to the next level for pan fishing. There's a lot of things out there. You know, the days of watching a bobber, they're fantastic, but they're just about gone for those serious tan fishermen. And we're all switching to fluorocarbon. I made the switch about 8 years ago, so there's a little hint right there. But, yep, my next option is going to be, it's either going to be pan fishing, Kevin, or it's going to be back to walleye fishing. Either way, it's going to be fun.
All right. Steve, anything else before we wrap it up today?
You know what? I appreciate being on the show. It means the world to me. And everybody who's listening, when you get out there, please be safe. I don't want to hear about no one having an accident. Be safe and have fun. And get a kid out there fishing, because right now it sure is a lot better than sitting there in front of the TV.
That's a fact. That's a fact. He's Steve Sapaniak. Steve, have a great holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas. And thanks for taking the time today.
You as well, my friend, and thank you.
You've been listening to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Northwest Technical College and Bemidji State University. You can catch the radio show Saturdays on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 in Bemidji, B93.3 in Brainerd, and Kick FM in Alexandria. And of course, multiple times a week, we'll have great stuff for you right here on the podcast.